Episode 154, Bed Lasagna. This is hour 3 of 3, and this week we meet Jose the producer. We talk about flirting with veganism, and the accordion shows up. What's the day, Bits?
Saturday.
What's the day? Come here.
Saturday.
Quick, come here.
Saturday.
What's the day? It's not Saturday, silly butt.
Sunday?
What's the day?
My birthday.
Yay, how old are you?
Four.
Holy cow. You want to say bed lasagna?
Bed lasagna.
And what else? I think that's it, and...
ice cream for listening.
Thanks for listening. Happy birthday, kid. How's it going?
Is this his first show, or...?
Yeah, we just brought him in.
I was kind of wondering if we can use some production.
Yeah, I agree. Jose, fellas.
Hey, how?
That's Silky Smooth and Joel Train, and me.
How's it going, man?
You know me, though, so... Jose, you got family? Really? All right. Twins. Wow. Okay. How's that treating you?
See, I wouldn't. I hate people that dress the twins the same.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I get on the same sport, like, they both play soccer together. They're both
in uniform. That makes sense.
Yeah,
sure.
And I get like doing those activities together. Obviously, the same age range, similar interest. You know, nature versus nurture. You're going to come up with some of those. They had the same nurture, roughly.
Right.
Pretty goddamn similar nature. Seeing as how they
holiday pictures. It's kind of cute, I guess.
No.
Fuck you, man.
Really?
Did you do that, Jose? I like looking at Jose when I talk to him.
Yeah.
Well, it's
respectful. Yeah.
It's,
Mexicans have that eye contact thing.
Wow, that's a big jump to just assume he's Mexican.
He's Jose. He's sitting right there. He looks like he told me he was Mexican earlier, so.
I thought he looked Chilean.
Me, he was Portuguese.
See?
Well, you guys are all wrong.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't realize. I thought you were making a leap.
Do you see his passport?
No.
Oh, papers, please. What are we in Arizona? Jesus Christ.
Well, he's visiting the United States. He has a passport.
Wow. Is this white power hour? Is that
you
what's happening here?
You didn't talk to Jose much before this, did you?
No. I just walked in.
All right. Well, see, you're assuming a lot.
Maybe I'm the one on white power hour.
Yeah.
He's legal to work. as our producer, at least.
We'll go as far as legal, but...
You didn't hear my air quotes?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. He's cheap, so that's nice. Inexpensive. I mean, not cheap.
Damn it, I wish I could go to
He's... You seem like a good guy.
What does he seem like?
A good guy.
Oh.
You seem like a good guy, Jose. So, have you been producing long? Really? Any shows we know? Really? Huh. Okay, I've heard of that one. All right.
What are you doing on this show?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice of you. I wish other people would feel similarly, but...
I actually have a Spanish-centric question to ask, Jose. Just as... Obviously not representing all Mexicans. I want to make that clear, but...
I think he's all right with that.
You all right with that, Jose?
Okay. Good. Okay. So... At this point in time that we're recording this, Cinco de Mayo is coming up.
It is. Well, and fuck, wait, what? Wait.
Yeah. This weekend, motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah.
Or, yeah, day after. Yeah.
So, I asked this redneck white girl, white woman, who sits next to me at work, what are we celebrating on Cinco de Mayo? And she said, I think it's freedom or something. And I thought, I'm so out of touch that I thought, like, I guess it's every spring. Is it like a spring celebration? Here come, you know, like a spring thing. Whatever.
I think your drunken redneck friend was on.
Then she said, Yvonne, a young lady at work who's Mexican-American, I think she's, I don't know, whatever, would probably be able to answer that question better. And I immediately was like, well, I'm not going to walk up to Yvonne and say, hey, what's Cinco de Mayo all about? Like, it just seemed like an asshole thing to do.
Well,
and I just wanted to know from Jose's perspective,
Now's your chance. He doesn't mind.
What's Cinco de Mayo all about? I'm looking at him, too, because I don't want to be rude.
Yeah. He gets pissed. He told me.
I can't blame him.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo, Jose. Spit it out.
Freedom or something. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we thought.
I'll tell Beth she was right.
Okay, thanks, Jose. You can chill out. Produce.
No more talking on mic.
You can produce. Welcome to Snort Coffee. We've kind of already introduced ourselves. Me. Joel Train, Silky Smooth.
Jose. Oh, I also had another, liberal, afraid of being racist moment.
Okay.
So.
Finest places.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'll sneak him in.
Okay. So I made Mexican lasagna.
Okay. Jose, have you heard that, Jose? Okay, that's a thing. All right.
That's a thing. All right. So.
How do you spell Jose? Joe's? Okay. I couldn't read his writing on the application.
I'm sorry. See.
So, I made Mexican lasagna. It was like a chicken lasagna, right? And you like cook chicken breasts, then you shred them, throw them in with some beans and some cut up tomatoes and onions and some hot sauce or whatever, some salsa. So you make that, like, chicken mixture, and then in between, so you put down, like, a little bit of the chicken mixture, then you take some corn tortillas.
Yeah.
Those, like, banditos, like, soft corn tortillas that you actually need to cook, or they taste really shitty.
Right.
They
taste really shitty after you cook them.
I love them after you cook them, but that's, you know, different strokes.
Jose? All right.
I agree.
Doesn't like them. That's surprising.
Can I interrupt for
Please.
Just a second? Jose. Favorite fantasy people sandwich?
Huh.
Nice. Okay.
All right. I didn't think it was very good.
Yeah. No. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
You're it, man.
Sorry. Continue.
So, a little bit of the chicken layer, then a little bit, then you layer it with those tortillas, then like some cheese, chicken layer, tortillas. It's built the same way as a lasagna. So my wife has a friend named Gabby, who's obviously
a talker,
Hispanic American.
Oh, okay.
And her husband was out of town, and I made too much. I made two lasagnas out of this thing on a Sunday. And I always make a bunch of food on Sunday so we can have it for lunch throughout the week.
I understand the problem.
Yeah. Okay. And, but I was going to, like, whatever I would have made a little too much because that's how I roll.
Yeah.
And we ended up.
That's how I proceed with my dealings. And we didn't end that, did we?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm safe.
So I was a little concerned that I was going to send Christine with half a Mexican lasagna.
Ooh, can I interrupt again?
Yes.
Jose, would you be willing to be our strong man on phrases, fashion, stuff like that we end? It's verbal warning, written warning, smack to the face, inch of your life, death, I believe. Cool, okay. You have immunity. Even better. Sweet. Okay. Nice. All right.
There you go.
Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
No. That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
The business needed to be discussed. So then I get concerned. Like, I don't want to send this over to Gabby and her think, like, oh.
You love Mexican food, don't you, Gabby?
Well, and not only that, like, there was two layers of it. One
you
is
love
that
white bread made Mexican food that's, like, kind of authentic, yeah. But, like, bullshit.
Not really. So that's sort of a conjoining of the two layers. Is one, like, I would hate for her to be like, oh, you made tacos for the Mexican person? Like, awesome. Because I don't like spaghetti or soups or anything like that. And then two, I thought.
You're not Italian, though, so.
No, I'm not Italian. Wait.
Yeah, no.
I'm Scotch-Irish, so really it's just drinking.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
But then two, I thought, if she's like, and Christine dispelled this rumor. Apparently she came over when she was like 3. So she hasn't had a ton
across the pond.
Of. Right. Across the pond when she was 3.
Okay.
Came from England.
I'm with you.
She hasn't had a ton of Mexican food, which was my other concern. Like, okay. if a straight up Italian dude was coming to my house, the last thing I'm making is fucking pasta primavera. Like, I'm not gonna try to fucking fuck up a dish that you've had made super dope 1,000 times, sure. And me go like, isn't this neat? Like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
So that one was not to be concerned about. But she said that she was totally offended and then corrected it with LOL. So she wasn't. She wasn't offended.
So did you end up giving Gabby?
Yeah, I gave her.
Did she love it?
It was good.
With that dish, I would have led with, like, is that the first food you've given Gabby?
Yeah.
I see. I would have led with Italian and then Mexican lasagna.
Well.
And I don't think you have to worry about
fucking
the national dish of Mexico is Mexican lasagna.
Obviously not. So yeah.
I think you're, but then again, it is, you know, beans, sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the ingredients.
It's all Mexican food.
It's the same shit Taco Bell makes and everybody makes when they do Mexican. It's just formed in the... You just stick it through the Play-Doh chute of lasagna. Yeah.
That would be a badass Play-Doh chute, man. Yeah. All right.
It would probably be like a layered thing and like, but shot out horizontally. So then once it came through the press, it laid down.
I like it.
Huh. That's actually not bad.
I think there's something about lasagna that kind of requires you to give some away, as Austin can attest to.
Yeah, do you want not only your pan back, but to clean that pan?
I'll take you up on half of that.
It probably stinks really bad. I've got to do something about that.
About that.
Yeah, no, it's still sitting in the fridge.
Sometime, yeah. Yeah. It gave him the shits, but I think that was only because he hadn't ever had fiber or vegetables.
It's true. Yeah.
Last, like,
what kind of crazy lasagna
years.
Did you make?
Yeah.
It was just awesome lasagna. Like, shitloads of veggies and some sausage. I use spicy sausage.
Oh, okay.
Very light amount of it because I try to, you know.
How'd you cut that up? Like, just
ground up.
Oh, okay. Ground sausage. Yeah, okay. Yeah. A dope, nice ground sausage.
Yeah, but like super spicy, but I use very little of it, so you get shitloads of flavor. A little bit of fat in there because it's, you know, you can't get fat into your.
Sorry. Lasagna. Sorry. Jose, just calm down.
Jose, we ended that one too, Jose.
Just.
I need to give him a list.
He's listening to some back episodes, I think.
Have you listened to them all, Jose? Okay. Did you make the list? Because do you know them all? And can you email it to me? All right, cool.
That sounds like a good lasagna.
Do you want to try some?
Oven ready noodles? Or
you could try some right now. I'll go heat some up for you.
It sounds like it's...
It's been there for a while.
Past its... Yeah, prime. Yeah.
It might be furry.
This was literally 3-4 months ago.
Oh, at least.
Pass,
if not more, probably.
Pass on that.
Yeah.
That shows how often
I clean out my fridge.
Oven ready.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like all that much trouble to boil some lasagna noodles, lay them down in aluminum foil or wax paper or saran wrap or whatever.
I made that mistake. I boiled them, left them in the water, and thought I'd be fine.
No.
Prepped, and it...
No, go al dente, then pull them. Yeah.
I did, like they were really al dente before I started using them, so they were okay, but...
Right.
Not the way to go. And you need way less noodles than you think. I learned that the hard
way. Yeah, one package of noodles is...
Is 3 lasagnas.
Really?
Yeah.
You must have gone thick layers.
I do.
Okay.
Because, like, you're... Because I there were literally 8 different vegetables in there. So
now, when you say vegetables, like, I'm confused on...
It's stuff you don't want to eat, is what he's mispronouncing.
Right, but, like, how are those prepped? How are those, like, give me some...
Most of them are, like, cooked first. And then
so, like, steamed? Give me the list, just quickly, just top 4.
Top 4? Oh,
whatever, just give me fucking 6 or 7, 8, 9, however many fucking...
From
vegetables.
The top of lasagna.
Carrots, sure. Spinach,
yes.
Shredded carrots, that was great. Or matchstick, they call it matchstick carrots, they were great in it.
Yeah.
Perfectly. You know, onions, zucchini, squash, spinach, and I don't remember what else. There were
zucchini sounds really good, too.
Yeah, yeah. Squash is actually better.
Because I do a cheesy vegan lasagna.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. It's like a fake. It's like.
Soy cheese?
No. Well, God knows what's in that vegan shit. Like, that's one of the things I learned when I was flirting with the vegan lifestyle was. No, like, I'm tree bark. I'd be far less concerned about what I realized about, like, the vegan life is, like, you're eating a shitload of processed food. Like.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
If you're going for those substitute items.
Yeah, a lot of those, like, frozen, sort of ready to heat up, blah, 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 like.
End of the line, they just have a greater of vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
AKA, tube of chemicals.
Who knows? Yeah, it's God knows what in those fucking things.
Those dudes.
I remember those dudes.
It's the Jamaican bobsled teams.
Say Jamaican cops? I don't know why.
Irie. So... Yeah, it's nutritional yeast, herbed tofu.
Isn't yeast a meat?
Yeast?
Yes.
That should totally not be allowed by vegans.
It's totally, isn't it kind of an animal?
Yeah.
Like,
well, everything's an animal. Right? Like, it falls, yeah. I think it falls under the doesn't have a central nervous system.
That's all it takes, huh?
Well, once I cut that
pretty sure, dude.
Spine and brain out of that fish.
Yeah, that's true.
Nervous system.
Wow. Some residual, probably, for a few
a
seconds.
Bit.
Vegan cream cheese, carrots, and that's like the cheesy sauce. And then I use a lot of spinach in there. And a good homemade. I like to use my homemade red wine sauce for the tomato sauce.
Yum.
Vegan red wine sauce.
La-di-da.
Sounds so fucking snooty.
Is there non-vegan? Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
sure. Stick meat in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were saying the wine itself was vegan.
I think it is. I think it was legitimately vegan.
Bacteria doesn't count, apparently.
And you're the second person to put that question to me. And, which is weird, no, not even Austin.
Oh, okay.
But, which is weird because you're absolutely right. I'm not, that's my feeling, my new feeling on vegans is you're the fundamentalist of foodstuffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so don't stop short on this shit.
Well, if you go all the way, if you're going to go all the way, go all the way and starve to death.
Yeah.
Because to continue living, you must consume life. That is the existence of everything on the planet.
Yeah.
And I totally sympathize with some of the... We've talked about this before. I'm not even flirting with veganism anymore. So who gives a fuck?
I was.
Hey, veganism.
Veganism.
I don't know how you flirt. I'm sorry. I fucked that up.
What's up, veganism?
I was lacto-ovo for many years, and...
Were you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I've kind of not, like, I'm not...
Lacto-ovo is...
Jose, do you know what that means? Because I sure
best
shit
name
don't.
For a soccer team ever.
Not a punk band.
Well, yeah. Super preachy political punk band.
Aren't they all?
It's not. It's like kind of like half-ass punk band.
Right? Yeah. Super preachy, half-ass political punk band.
Yeah. And that is kind of a weird thing. Like, I won't eat animals unless they're in embryo form, you know?
But, so you were off fish then as well.
Yeah,
wow.
Fish. But as mainly because I don't like fish. So.
Some people make that weird distinction.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like,
it's like,
No, I just don't.
Fucking baby cow already, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, I just don't eat land animals. Like, aren't you a little fucking.
Flying animals, okay?
Yeah. They land on the ground, so I don't eat them either.
But, like, I've had a week of not eating. Like, I only had meat once this week. And, I don't know. Somebody was talking about it. And I'm not even an environmentalist, but.
Goodness.
Somebody was saying, like, it just how bad it is for the environment. And it's like, oh, yeah, I guess I really can't argue with that.
To what? To eat meat?
Yeah. Yeah. Just how much of a strain it is, supposedly. And it's like, I don't know how much I care about the environment, but there seems to be something different. Like, I don't know. I don't like the whole food system, so... Seems like a little way.
Wait, you don't like the whole foods as in the
no,
corporate?
The entire.
Okay, the entire, okay.
System. I really don't know much about whole foods. There's a chance if I look deeply, I won't like them either.
It doesn't take much.
Many things, right?
Doesn't take much, man. You could look into anything and like.
Look past the surface of anything. And you're like, oh, you bastards.
You're such dicks.
How does.
White people problems.
Children improve my Coke.
But it does.
But it does, so. Yum,
and improves our bottom line, so. Winky, winky.
Can't see how that's cost effective. Oh.
Silky Smooth, you teased us with a part two.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, I did. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right.
More trucker talk with Bunzi.
Yes. So Saturday, I see boobs, was very happy. Yeah. Exciting. Sunday.
That was a quick recap. It worked. I mean, it was fully functional. Yeah.
Yeah. On my way to Kentucky, checking out people, drive past this car, dude totally jerking off.
Nice.
Like, more than I've ever seen.
Wow.
I couldn't believe
more than
it.
I've ever seen. I'm confused on how that what that means.
It was more than I'd ever seen.
Never looked down?
I've never seen a guy jerking off, but.
That wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Right. I avert my gaze.
Like, gross.
It's led to several messy incidents. Yeah, so I was shocked. I laughed.
Weird.
What's the dude driving?
What was he driving?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was
too busy staring at cock.
Obviously a stick shift.
I never looked at the car. I was dumbfounded.
Did you honk?
I didn't.
Really?
What a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
It seems like appreciation if you honk. Like, woohoo! You got your dick out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Huh. I just couldn't believe it. He was just going at it. Driving.
Really?
Yeah, all laid back in his seat. Like,
passing you?
No, I think I actually passed him.
Really?
Driving a little slow. He couldn't drive speed limit.
You don't toss your shirt over your shit? Like,
not this guy.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. I was...
And wow. Here I am where I don't, like, pick my nose when there's traffic coming towards me.
Likes a thrill, this one.
Jose? All right.
Picks his nose.
Yep. Doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's crazy, huh?
And every once in a while, I like to make a show of it when I'm picking my nose. Like, other people pass me, like, yeah, he's really going at it. Like, damn right I am.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Literally the next day, I was like, oh, my God. Does karma exist or what?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's a karma situation.
Yeah.
That I got paid back. I got to see nice boobs. Oh, here's your punishment. You get to see a dude's cock now.
What's the punishment?
Why should I be punished? Oh, wait.
No.
Seeing a dude's cock isn't punishment for you?
No, it's just a cock.
It felt like punishment.
On whose end? Your end or his end?
On mine, oh, okay. Certainly. He didn't seem to be bothered.
Did he see you see him?
No.
No, of course not. He's super into what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
He was focusing.
So,
he was driving and jerking off.
That begs the question that I've heard on other shows. You guys done that shit or no?
Jerked off while driving?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I've jerked off in my car, but
yep.
With it parked.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have?
The only one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not with trucks passing me, I'm pretty sure.
What kind of road were you on?
Highway.
Like a state highway, interstate?
It was... Oh, shit. Maybe on 75...
It was you then, on the way up the hill.
No, I haven't done it in a long time, actually. No,
so it wasn't you.
I was down that way potentially last Saturday. No, not yeah, no, not last Saturday.
Son of a bitch.
Definitely on 48 near Lebanon.
Okay. So state highway and interstate. This is
yeah.
How often are you doing this?
Not. I haven't done it in years at this point, but for a bit, I handful of times, maybe. Handful of times.
Wow.
Yeah, I get it now. That was funny.
Looking at porn or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
I always look at porn when I jerk off. And that's kind of what I thought about this guy. Like,
what yeah. prompted it?
Leaving a chick's house? Like
17, 18 year old dude?
Yeah.
Right.
Life? Like,
right. Okay. But no, like, you can't point to a specific.
No, I don't think okay. so. I don't think so. I don't recall.
3-hour makeout session with some shit.
Possibly, but I don't recall.
Okay. I could certainly understand that.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
to pull over like, and handle yeah. your fucking business.
That probably
responsible
that,
fucking driver.
I did fine. Have I talked on the show about getting highway head once and passing a truck? And I had my hand up on the back of her seat.
Nice.
And I was fucking with the dome light. Like I was just kind of, my hand was on the switch basically. And I unintentionally flipped it just as we were driving past. I thought that was funny. Nice.
Great. Did the trucker honk?
I don't think so. I think I was probably.
Because I'd like, I don't want to fuck this up for this yeah. guy, you know?
Okay. That brings up another one that I've got to have told this one. Me and buddies are riding around in a car in Middletown.
He was giving you a head.
Not this time, no. It's me and dude sitting up front. Dude's driving. I'm sitting passenger seat. Dude and his girlfriend in the back seat.
Well, just before we get too much further, I've never heard of a situation where you're sitting in the passenger seat. Any car ever.
Nice.
Ever.
It happened occasionally. They had better cars than me is what it boiled down to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. This was, I think I was probably driving, either not driving at all, or had like an 81 Honda Prelude that wouldn't have fit that many people.
Right.
Dude and his girlfriend sitting in the back seat. We're just kind of cruising around, I think. I look out the driver window and I'm like, wait, something's happening back here. And like, turned around and see her with her head in his lap, like fucking.
Dude's getting a blowjob in the back seat?
Yeah, while his buddies are sitting up front, which is kind of crazy.
I think anything sexually is excusable up until probably age 22, 23. Like, you're just fucking horny.
You might have, yeah.
No, my little way to be an asshole was I grabbed a steering wheel and gave it one of those.
Did you really?
Yeah, I totally did.
And now he has no dick.
Yeah, and by one of those, I mean a 12 to 2 jerk
just
on
enough,
the steering wheel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickle his nuts.
What the fuck is kind of what I got, I think.
That's wow.
Funny. Jose, you got any stories about that? Mexico, dude. Come on.
Clean living.
All right.
That's great. Good for you, man.
Yeah, lucky duck.
I guess.
Unlucky duck, yeah. I would say.
Say it.
Do you guys know how sheets and blankets are supposed to work? Like, every once in a while I get it where I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I lay down in bed, pull my shit up. I'm like, this is nice. Do you know, like, what's the order? Like, I know sheets, then blankets on top of that. I rarely have those mixed.
Like a bed lasagna.
Yeah. Damn, I should have brought it up, man. Every once in a while, it's like, this is really nice, though. Like, I get it just right, but I don't know what it takes to get it just right.
I think it's personal preference, because I'm a firm believer in never making a bed.
No, I don't make a bed either.
Okay. And never tucking in sheets. Like
I only tuck in the bottom.
Well.
You mean the fitted sheet?
Kind of fucked up if you tucked in the top.
Oh, you mean the foot of the bed.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm firmly opposed to that.
You don't tuck in the bottom? Nope. Like really?
A sheet and blanket to be underneath my feet. Like I wrap my feet in the blanket and sheet.
Okay. Weird. Okay. Do you guys know what I'm saying about the, it feels right occasionally though? When you pull up your covers and you're like, this is super comfy.
For me, I feel like it's temperature driven.
But is there
I know more or less what I'm looking for outside of that.
Is there, like, are the sheets up the highest or is the blanket up the highest?
Highest blanket.
Sheet.
So we're conflicted here.
I think so. You want
personal preference comes back, yeah.
Instead of the sheet, really? No, I like the coolness.
I don't give a fuck what happens with the sheet.
Really?
I use the sheet to handle all the area below my navel.
Huh.
Really?
And then blanket on up from there.
Yeah.
Sheet stops at your belly button.
Yeah. And if I'm hot, I'll throw the blanket off, but the sheet stays in place.
Yeah. All right. I guess really? I will do that during the summer.
Yeah.
But I would never have the blanket past the sheet. If the sheet's up, or blankets up and sheets up, too.
So you lose all that, like, snuggling in the sheet below the waist? I'm specific on it.
Long enough to cover them.
Oh, very impressive with your fancy fucking sheets.
Trucking life, man.
I'm super obsessed, like, being a bigger dude and a sweatier dude.
You use your sheets as absorption?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I use it. Well, I guess it's sort of absorbed. But
clean up and absorption.
No, it's what it is a barrier between my two sweaty ass, sticky fucking thighs. There is nothing that grosses me out harder in bed. Well, non-sexually in bed than.
Did you see the fortune cookie?
Then fucking having like my legs stick together, like it just feels hot and gross, and it all comes back to I prefer winter over summer because I'm a sweaty dude, and I'd do anything not to be sweaty and just to have even just that between my legs, separating those two meaty fleshy thighs.
I put it between my knees as long as I've got some barrier between my knees.
And I'm, for me, it's knee up. Like, I'm cool if my calves touch, like, that's fine, but typically solving the problem also means my calves not touching.
Huh. I go sheets up. Do you guys use
sheets up too?
More than one blanket or no?
No.
Well,
unless it's wicked cold in the winter.
In the winter,
Okay. I go, regardless of any of that, I go sheet up. Then I think my middle blanket up higher than that, and then blanket up highest.
Wow.
But then it's all kind of tucked down just a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm getting, I think, the outside of the blanket on my neck.
Of your topmost blanket?
Yes.
On your neck?
Yes, I believe so.
Hmm.
I believe so. But I also lay pretty well spread out, so my legs aren't touching ever at all. Like, one leg's typically sticking out over the edge of the bed. No.
On your side, or...?
I sleep side and stomach at the same time.
Okay.
Like,
three-quarter.
Like, over. On this shoulder, but this arm's kind of over here. And this leg. Legs are down. And I've got, fuck, I don't know. Like, my torso is all twisty.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird.
Sounds good for your back.
Yeah. But every once in a while I get it, and I'm like, man, that blankets and sheets are perfect. But I try to do that, like, on purpose, and I can't. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, I almost would ask about outside. For me, it's all about external. Like, I know how I sleep, and whether it's the temperature or...
Let's presume it's optimal temperature for sleeping.
Fine. then I would still say it's outside conditions. Like, it's the mental state that I came to bed in. It's a lot of things. Like, it's such... That time is so personal. And when it's perfect, I think it's perfect for a lot of reasons that aren't your physical conditions in the bed right now.
Hmm.
Just a thought. I don't mean to... Jose's with me.
That's my favorite picture, like, ever, I think, of me at least.
Is that you?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell with the shit over you. You look angry.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I think it was crazy that Sean had an Ohio magnet on his fridge.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Is that where that
Cardinal?
Yeah. I wondered. It seemed weird to take a picture.
I documented his apartment. Sorry, buddy. Thanks for letting us stay over. Sorry about that. That's my least favorite picture of me in the same
room. Funny.
Back to back. I'd say ideally I get to use my blanket. I really like, I have a nice, just thin cotton blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect fucking texture. Like, fucking synthetics. I don't know. But this is like woven, not just like a flat.
Like that or different?
Not fuzzy like that.
Okay.
Kind of like that, but not fuzzy. So, I think most people would think it's rough. It's a cool picture of a cow.
It's a Picasso-influenced cow.
Yeah, it is. I thought you were going to say it was a Picasso.
No, I don't think it's a Picasso. Yeah. Now we're just reminiscing about pictures from L.A. that you can't see. No.
Your show notes.
See, like, I mean, am I wrong? It sounds to me, I really feel like strongly that external circumstances change your sleep.
I don't have that. I either am twisted up in my sheets or I'm not. Like, and I get pretty comfy in bed pretty easily.
I think
easily.
You keep your house, like, I adjust my bed situation to my house temperature. You know, in the winter, my house is...
Oh, yeah, I don't... I have a fan that I'll either put on me or it's just sitting on the floor making noise.
Yeah.
You sleep to a fan all the time.
Yeah.
I don't blame you there.
Yeah, but
I sleep much better when my air conditioner is in.
Live much too much in the hood to not do that. Yeah. It's just too noisy, people driving past and shit.
About that.
Yeah, but I'll get twisted up in there and shit's just not right, and then that's the only...
Twisted up is not fun. Waking up and feeling like...
Trapped.
Like a shitty joint is no fun.
Jose, do you sleep?
Never.
Wow. How many years now?
Obvious vampire. Where did you find this guy?
He found me, actually.
Huh.
That's the weird part.
All right, nothing against, you know.
Do Mexicans sleep? Okay. All right.
None of them. Wow.
That's weird.
I've never seen one sleep, though, so it kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. That's weird.
Oh, sure.
That's a party,
PR.
Right?
That's your PR department that sends that out. Oh, no, we take naps all the time. We never sleep.
Come siesta? Is that what you said?
No.
Ooh.
I did not.
Like a dirt nap. Bod and semen.
I'm not the only one that knows that website, right?
No.
No, you are the only one that knows
really?
That website.
Well, there's Come Fiesta.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, never mind.
Jesus Christ, come on. Fucking shit.
Like, oh, yeah, that one, sure. There's that.
Mm.
We just didn't make the leap. Change the yes for an F.
Proceed.
I'm going to start carrying around a notebook with me to write down show notes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There's been shit that I've thought about and totally haven't brought up.
Yep.
Oh, I am excited that you guys are willing to do a Thursday night podcast. That's
speaking awesome. Of which, we should discuss that while we
yeah,
still have 15 minutes.
Should.
Here are the options as I see them, and they may be options, they may not. I'm kind of assuming they are because I have a relatively lenient workplace. I have not paid attention to first hours enough to recognize if our first hour is a good show or not
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis or if that matters
or even different in any way.
Yeah. From, yeah. If it's distinguishable as a first hour or not,
yeah.
Because I think the option is if we all have it available and are willing to do it weekly,
that's which hardcore. hardcore.
Seems hardcore. But it's also a fucking Thursday night. Do we, any of us really have anything going on Thursday night? I don't know.
No, I was thinking, just to touch on weekly, okay. I agree, it does seem hardcore, yeah. But it also seems like a single hour.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is no, not hardcore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I was definitely thinking about that as an option. So I'm open to it. I don't want
to presume. I'm certainly open to discussing it and and working it out.
And seeing if it works. I mean, you know, whatever we try to move to could, you know, be a try to move to and see if it sticks. See if it
well,
works.
Bi-weekly.
And do that was another thing that I was going
to. The other option is, well, little girl over here needs to wake up pretty early for his job.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know.
The option.
It's like a weird second shift where I'm like 9:30 is when I'm coming in.
Really?
That is yeah, weird. It's a really weird second shift. Like, I'm used to a second shift that's 2, but.
Right.
So.
One at the,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's another option of I might be able to make up an hour on every other week or monthly.
To make it.
To, yeah, start at 10 rather than not.
Yeah.
Can we, we're going to, so the option is that we could go bi-weekly, do 2-hour shows.
What's your social
security
could do number?
480-22-6854.
It's hilarious. Thanks. You probably gave somebody social security yeah. number.
Somebody out there.
That was actually somebody one number off of going. Mine. So.
Motherfucker!
Jose didn't have to be worried, though.
Nope. Jose, you got social... okay.
Several. Huh.
Working out good. So, yeah, we could do 2-hour bi-weekly. We could try to hit longer than that monthly, but then we're going to run into running out of
right.
shows pretty quick.
I mean,
unless we go 4 every month somehow right. or another.
Yeah. Or despite the difficulty, could even do tri-weekly. That seems like calendar issues.
Yeah.
And like, wait.
Well, I mean, what's your schedule, Matt, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I am away from my house every evening from 8:30 until approximately 10 o'clock in the morning.
You've got guard horses, though, so it's
yeah,
okay.
Guard horses, dogs.
Didn't we?
They're fenced up in the back, no problem. You can.
Didn't we discuss your security horses before? And we talked about your security horses? I think so.
I wouldn't fuck with anybody's house who had horses, dude. You couldn't pay me to break into that fucking place. Like, the horses are the least of your goddamn concern. If that motherfucker's got horses...
They probably
Jose knows what I'm talking about.
Up to the
yeah.
front door.
Yeah.
Most likely. I mean, I know I do. So.
So no worries. Yeah.
My nights off are Wednesday and Thursday. My Wednesday night's usually pretty well fucked up because I come home Wednesday morning and then stay up. So that I stay up approximately 28 to 30 hours.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Go to back
resetting,
to bed.
Yeah.
Get on to real people shift for one day,
which seems crazy.
Stay up
to me,
for another 24 hours.
Family, yeah.
is what I'm doing tonight, and then so I cut a good sleep shift or two out of my weekend.
You're a maniac.
To have more weekend. So,
yeah,
that's a good way to treat. Oh, it feels like 3 days off. So anyway, so Thursday night is definitely my best.
This is the night,
yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with. Like Thursday actually works really well.
Wednesday could be
to go in to short sleep a night or a day at work. Friday feels fine.
Oh,
okay,
that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like it's sort of everybody's sort of we're all working for the weekend. Blah blah blah. Like
I can't come up with it. Jose, can you come up with that song quickly? Thank you.
Everybody's working
thank
for
you.
The weekend.
Jose, wow, what a pull!
Everybody's
that's Silky Smooth singing it. Dude.
Something else, I don't remember after that.
That's
the night,
kind of
maybe?
Music, so we'll never find out.
Want a piece of my heart? weekly seems like it's going to be crazy.
That seems so hard.
What's the kid situation like week, you know, Monday through Friday over here?
Currently, but only for another 3 Tuesdays or Thursdays. I wake up early to get her to preschool by 9 o'clock. She's done with school after a week from next Tuesday. So that's not an issue. However, in the future, she's going to be going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think, which it is not going to matter because any of the, I'm going to be up early regardless because he's going to be going to first grade where I've got to get him into school at 8 o'clock or in the morning or something. So I'll be
what time are we talking
day.
Like start time essentially for, let's not get aggressive, let's say biweekly?
I would say either 10 or 11, depending on if it's an issue for me to make up an hour
Which
a week
you don't
occasionally.
Think it would be.
I don't think it would be. I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine, but I'm not positive about that.
I'm willing to quit my job so that we can do this daily, if that works out.
All right.
Sounds good.
So I'm assuming you, one or both of you can replace my pay with your...
No.
Really?
Jose? Nope. He says no, too.
Nope. All right. Never mind, then. Take it all back.
So you're out for daily?
I'm out for daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your feelings weekly versus biweekly?
Weekly just seems crazy. I don't know why. It
seems aggressive, yeah. But it doesn't seem... It seems like if we got into that rhythm... That it would be that rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it doesn't work, then it's fucked. How far ahead are we?
I can look.
Oh, so we could fuck it up a lot.
Well, or get to know it for four weeks.
We can certainly. I think we can certainly do that.
And I'm not like, I don't feel strongly weekly versus biweekly. I almost feel like I like the idea of recording closer to the time that life happens because then
I enjoy listening to podcasts that are more recent.
We'll see what this motherfucker has to say about Whitney Houston's dead. Yeah.
Somehow.
See,
even though we don't talk.
And we'll never, but at this pace, would we ever get caught up to that?
Oh, yeah. If we were to go, yeah.
We're closer now than when we started.
I've probably got 8-10 shows.
Wow.
Okay, so we could.
Yeah.
We could skip a week. Hey, guys, I've got something going on this week.
Perhaps, but we got to make it up sometime.
No, but we don't.
We keep on doing that. Yeah.
Right. But.
Because I'm down for some sort of buffer.
Yeah, I am too.
A few weeks worth of buffer. Sure.
Yeah,
I am too.
So that makes it a lot easier on you since you do all of the editing.
Right.
Editing.
Thanks, Dad.
Which doesn't really mean anything because I'm doing that typically Monday night anyway.
Sure.
Like if I'm lucky, I'm getting to it Sunday night. But most of the time, I'm doing it Monday night, Tuesday night, and then finishing it Wednesday morning, 0 minutes before I upload it. It's typically getting uploaded literally as soon as I finish it.
So if we were talking just to bring a fourth party in who's not here,
not Jose. Okay.
A fifth party in who's not here.
What? Okay.
Do you think Zippy would be in any way like willing to like? They biweekly. I buy biweekly.
Like, I think potentially.
You know what I mean?
I think we could probably talk him into showing up occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I enjoy his presence, and you know.
I've already discussed this with Joel Train, but Zippy and I had a discussion about Thursdays, and I might have told you this already, but we had a more recent discussion where I was talking, hey, we might try, I'm thinking weekly or biweekly, and he was like, I asked him if he was showing up yesterday, I think, and he's like, I have my routine on my nights at home, so.
Which I assume is watching TV. Like
totally. Yeah, no, it's exactly. Walker. That's exactly what he said. He's like, I was like,
so damned anti-TV.
You didn't have TiVo?
Lately.
No, he does, but yeah.
Then he's what
got
the fuck?
To American Idol, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to fuck up your Friday. I'm so anti-TV because it just, you're not doing anything. People, get a hobby. A little TV here and there, that's fine. You know?
Yeah, you got your things. I'm with
you. It's entertainment, you know?
I'm with you. I'm not as militant as you, but I'm with you.
It's just lately. My wife's been watching a lot of TV and it upsets me. Just like...
What's she into? What's her steez?
Fucking anything. That's the thing. We only have network television. There's nothing.
So what's her network steez? Come on. Don't say anything because that's bullshit. She digs something. There's something that she's...
Well, I'm never home, so I really don't know.
She hasn't talked to you about it? My wife tells me about fucking the TV. My wife tells me about... You'll never guess what happened on Law & Order. They fucking caught the guy.
I don't miss that shit at all, dude. Don't miss it at all.
That would Did she do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is what
like
happened,
it happened
on Big Brother.
To her.
Yeah.
Like, it really? Happened in her life.
Really?
I'm sorry. We're straying very far away from the conversation. But
violently angry.
This is what happened on Big Brother. This chick on American Idol did this. I'm like, fuck, man.
No kidding. Another slut did another slutty thing? Awesome. Thank another God, douchebag did another douchey fucking thing? You're kidding. I didn't see that coming at all.
Thank God my wife doesn't do reality TV. Like,
and my wife doesn't either, but... Still, it's another slut and or douchebag on fucking Law and Order doing another slutty or douchebaggy thing. Feh, the Jewish side comes out of me.
We should probably ask Jose when are you available?
Obviously, we're going to be
like
producer.
Weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, but Thursdays. All right.
Translate? I don't know the days of the week in Spanish.
I used to.
I don't know biweekly or weekly in Spanish because the days of the week doesn't fucking matter at all.
He's been speaking. You speak English well, Jose. So, yeah.
Oh, now I'm the racist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully my schedule will change at some point.
What are the odds of that, though?
Ah.
Long shot at best. Within the next 6 months. Yeah.
Depends. I'm going to start another company.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh, I told Austin about it. It's one that's going to get me out of trucking forever. So, I don't know. I'm not even going to bring it up because it's pretty serious.
Okay.
So, hopefully that might happen in shorter term than what I've thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got somebody to give me some help. I need to go talk to him, but I have to go to fucking Georgia to talk to this guy.
Zoinks.
Jesus.
But it might be worth flying down to Georgia to be like, I just need a few hours of your time. So, anyway.
What do we want to do about this?
I'm willing to float with consensus either way. Like, if somebody has strong feelings, I'm willing to bend to strong feelings because I essentially feel... equally trepidatious.
You're a no-go on bi-weekly if it starts at 11, though, right? Which is going to end up being 11:15, 11:20.
I'll bite.
2 o'clock.
I'll try as much as someone who is going to have trouble or who feels worried about doing it weekly.
No,
I would wake up and be short on sleep one day a week, every other week. I'm fine with that.
I will do any time or week amount of time is fine with me because I feel like you guys have made a huge accommodation to just be like, yeah, Thursday will work, I guess.
Well, I'm happy to have you, like, you know, accommodation or no accommodation, I'm happy to see you in the room again. So.
Let's get along.
You're going to bro hug it out, bro.
There goes my
call back.
Warm my heart a little bit.
Oh, good.
So,
I don't
do 3 times a week, but one of them's gonna have to be in my truck.
That would be sweet, actually.
That would be really interesting.
Cool. Especially since
look at those boobs, blowjob. Fuck, I saw a dick.
You just have to wait 3 years.
I.
That's how long it took for the first one. Of each, same fucking.
I'm partial. To keeping it topical. But when I say that, I mean the feature keeping it topical where I make fun of the news where we make fun of the news that happened months ago.
Right.
I really like that for whatever dumbass reason. It makes me laugh. Even though I can't imagine it's really funny at all. Even though, like,
well,
listeners, I can't imagine
it's
stupid.
Say, like, hey, you remember that crazy bitch, Casey Anthony? Like,
who
do I think somebody's going to remember?
Yeah.
In 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years.
Yeah. So that's what kind of scares me about weekly.
Right.
It'll actually be topical.
Yeah.
That will dwindle down to a point where it's on point.
Yeah. Right. And that makes me, but is that one stupid hang up that I should just say, fuck it and get over? I don't know.
Well, but we aren't going to try to actually keep it within the month, right? We're going to try to keep a month worth of backlog just to make your editing option, give you editing options.
And freedom, yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom, yeah.
And potentially, I mean, is there not a time and place where we'll be able to say, like, in addition to whatever schedule we figure out that works, we'll be able to say, like, hey, fuck, like, are you off this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you've got to score, like, there's got to be some irregularity in that schedule. Am I wrong?
Right. Oh, in mine?
Yeah. I mean, like, in that year as a driving
trucker, dude.
You're the trucker.
Yeah.
Myers don't close.
Easter Sunday, no, nothing?
Nope. We were closed on Christmas Day.
So, every Christmas.
It was Christmas Eve.
Every Christmas Eve. We record for 24 hours.
I would totally be up for, a new tradition of Christmas Eve recordings. I think
I'd be down. I mean, outside of being in South Carolina, which is the only time that we go out of state around the holidays, but just like Stephen Colbert. He's from South Carolina. Whatever. Move on. So it sounds like we're leaning heavily toward biweekly. From your perspective and your perspective and my perspective.
I can make anything work.
Because it sounds like the fear of whittling away to we have to record the show this week or there is no show.
Right. That would be bad news. Right?
The bigger fear for me is
not really. Can we? Listening. We're just talking to we're just talking to each other in a fucking room with microphones around them.
Can we?
And that makes all the difference.
Be funny in a first hour. I think biweekly is better, just in case. Like,
But if we're doing it every week, I think our chances of being funnier in the first hour are higher.
That's probably true as well. Yeah.
In that mindset.
Yeah.
I actually think that the more either weekly or biweekly might be better for us, at least for me, I'll just speak for myself, in that it's not something that I forget about.
Right.
Yeah.
3 days after it happened and then remind myself of 4 days before it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You always know you got a show coming up.
I'm and
try to
be a little more legitimate about jotting notes into my phone and like, holy fuck, look at this fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my next note. I'm going to have a segment called Holy Fuck, Look at This Fuck.
Here's a show note that I didn't write down that I meant to. We need to start the website toosoon.com. And whenever anybody dies, we just punch up a bunch of jokes that are way too soon.
That's not bad.
Better. Let's highlight a bunch of assholes who make, like, there's a difference between, like, a funny joke about Whitney Houston or, who's that fuck from Kung Fu who hung himself?
Right.
Whoever. Not that fucking David Carradine is anybody, like, anybody gives a fuck about that guy. But.
Keep it topical.
You could pull it, exactly. You remember that asshole? Remember the first time you heard about autoerotic asphyxiation? You could throw those up and, like, name and shame those dudes. Like, hey, what's up, Don Rickles? You think it's funny to, like, you're an asshole.
Too soon before he's dead.
Too soon.
too soon.
And maybe even,
hasn't even
actually, like,
yet.
Your thing. Like, maybe we combine those two and have two doors of Too Soon, right? Keep playing on the two. And one side, you can go to all the shittiest, awful, and like, yeah, like, these are awful jokes. And then the other side is, look at these dicks making dicky dick jokes.
And it's a little too late, but never too soon is. Or too soon is so
shouldn't you,
taken.
Isn't it T-O-O?
Yeah.
Like, I assume all of last week would have been full of Dick Clark jokes that I can't come up with.
Yeah. Let's redirect somewhere weird.
Keeping it topical.
Lupron Depot Ped?
Oh, yeah, that dude that dropped balls is dead, isn't he? Well, not nearly as old as I expected.
Huh.
I was 103?
Yeah. No, he was 83 fucking years old.
Really?
Like a spring chicken. And
he
was like,
to be 103.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're fucked on toosoon.com, dude.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well,
there's a bird in my TV.
It's a pretty cool bird.
That's a good idea, though.
Thanks.
Yeah, you'd have to keep up, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, it would not work for people of our updating caliber, or at least mine.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, I didn't mean to stop our conversation.
No, you're fine.
Shot notes.
Thanks for listening. You can find us at snortcoffee.com or on Twitter. Under that same name, minus the .com. Jose, how was your first show, man? All right.
Will you be back next week?
He's on contract. He motherfucking better be back.
Right on.
Big money.
Do we have an INS clause in there?
He'll be fine.
Okay.
I've worked that out. A little payola to the man.
Oh, excellent.
937.
Levi's.
What was it? Space.
Leet lube.
Lube and leet speak.
Yeah.
And space.
No, what space up? +++ A, okay. B, or C.
What's +++?
Two zeros.
Is plus?
Zero's plus. That's what's on my phone.
Really? Now I gotta look. Nope, I don't think so either. We'll see. Oh, it is plus. Sweet.
Excellent.
I've got voicemail +++ A, B, or C.
Oh, are we still open to bring a new person to the show?
I brought Jose here without mentioning it to you guys.
Okay, cool. Let's think about bringing Steve. Just because he's like...
Steve? Fine.
Can't you bury the fucking hatchet, dude?
We'll see, I guess.
You still have that hang up with Steve?
It was kind of fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying Steve was right. I'm saying it was 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
He didn't fuck your wife.
It's pretty close.
Blood relation does not a wife make. Excuse me. Fine. All right. Obviously, I'm biased towards Steve.
Maybe it'd be a good topic to discuss on the show.
Yeah.
Nothing like a...
be some problem.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Conflict between me and everybody else can't always be the deal.
Hey, Steve, you're invited to the show. I preemptively made up a conflict with you, one of the members. Hope you're ready for that. Should be fun.
Good news is, not well defined.
Yeah, I would imagine that'd be fun. Do I know this dude? Does he know me?
I think you'll know him when you see him. I haven't asked him about you. I have not, even though he's a podcast guy too, have not asked him or told him about the podcast or anything.
Is he funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's knowledgeable. Like, I would say he makes me laugh occasionally. We've never hung out outside of work, but we have a lot of common interests, disc golf. It's the only common interest. No, I'm just kidding. But a fair amount of common interests. He makes me laugh, and whether it's the things he says is true or not, he seems pretty knowledgeable about some shit that I'll talk some shit about, and then he'll be like, yeah, because, and I'll go, yeah, exactly, because that's exactly what I was alluding to when I didn't say that fucking fact.
Yeah, we can try it out.
Okay.
And he's nearby.
Super nearby. I referenced a crack Kroger, and he was talking about that crack Kroger.
Do you know where?
Presumably in this neighborhood.
Can we yell out the door and
hey, Steve!
Another hour here real quick?
Jose, you want to go?
I think he's in the fucking... I think he's in this neighborhood.
On this side, you think?
I think so.
Okay. Ask him what street he lives on and text it to me.
Okay.
I'd probably be fine with that.
Okay.
And see if he knows me, because that might be weird if I don't remember who
I'll ask him about that first. Apparently, I think there's a barbecue coming up where he's going to, have me over to his house.
Oh, really? Okay.
For a barbecue, so I'll know... Should know exactly where he lives. And I'm not looking to push this anytime soon.
Okay. Whatever.
I was just thinking, I'm coming over this thing on Thursday night. Like, if you don't have anything going on.
All right. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think I'm not going to say, hey, you're a new.
No, I brought Joe. Yeah. I brought Mike.
Yeah.
I'm just.
And I got to give
you. Is bringing people.
I got to give Joe no credit, but Mike lots of credit because those fucking shows are fucking funny, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I mentioned this on the show. I think there's something about having a guest that nobody knows or even people know, whatever. That it kind of makes you put you on your game.
Yeah.
You try a little harder, maybe.
Well, now we have Jose, so maybe that'll help.
But Jose doesn't really count because he's working for us.
You know? No, but also working for us, we can put him to work.
It seems a little different.
Yeah, that's true. You used us pretty loosely there.
Meaning Austin.
Yeah, I'm the only one paying this son of a bitch. Wait. Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Thanks for listening, man. Seriously. I can't do a good
like
French
I'm in a
accent.
French film. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell people. Tell your mom's friends. Tell your friends' moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your mom's friends.
Yeah, it'd be
tell
fine.
All your mom's friends.
Back to her.
Yeah. She's got Facebook.
Keep doing it or don't do it at all.
That was actually, I thought it was more annoying if I just did it sporadically.
Yeah, it is way more annoying if you only do it sporadically.
Excellent. Okay, I guess I got it.
God damn it. I'm going to cut a fucking hole in that thing.
I love how it makes more noise. Like
yeah, way more noise.
Yeah, just flexing. It does actually be noisy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, people. I enjoyed my time with you.
Joel Train, you're killing me, man.
What did I do?
Snort Podcast. It was funny.
Snort and Podcast?
Yeah. That was your sign out for...
That's been Snort Podcast?
No, that was your sign out for like a week or
four. Oh, okay.
Four.
All right.
And now you're not saying it, and now I brought it up, which ruins it, so...
Well, I can go
God
back
damn
to
it.
It. It'll be ruined, but I can...
Back to not... Yeah. You can't unruin it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're missing all kinds of funny stuff that I don't have any good ideas for, like Confucius Says and this thing or that thing.
Damn.
But I got
says.
Nothing for
that.
Yeah.
Great.
You gotta find that book, dude.
Yeah. I should actually look for it sometime.
I didn't. Was
Confucius
it a,
say there were some good ones.
Oh, Confucius. I thought you said fuchsia.
No.
Like the color fuchsia.
No, not this time. I did say fuchsia because little one's like, there's a purple truck. And it was totally a fuchsia truck. It's like, that's a fuchsia truck. It's a good story, huh?
Great.
Did I say bye-bye? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we all did.
Definitely.
I'm sure I got one more. Something stupid.
Is your light burn out?
Really?
Nope.
Oh.
That cow switch,
yeah, came with a house. No, that one's no good. That's no good. Son of a bitch. I'm missing stuff that I think is funny, but I don't remember. Little way to be an asshole. I think we did this one too. Be really vague. Did we do that one?
I think we did. But
yeah, it feels familiar
know.
To me too.
Maybe we didn't.
I need to.
Little way to be an asshole. I don't know if that made a lot of noise on
yeah, maybe a little bit.
Mic or not, but yeah, dude, your switch is like buried into that fucking cow.
Did you actually find one that worked?
Yeah.
Really?
Eventually.
I don't use that light switch at all.
No, not on the cow switch,
okay.
on another switch.
Okay. Well, it's buried because it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. I pounded those switches into the wall some
did
more.
Did you?
Yeah.
Huh. They work. They don't work.
Yeah.
They work by not working.
You ever sit down right on your butthole? You ever do that?
Sat down right on my tailbone.
Like, right on your butt. You're like, oh, I'm sitting right on my butthole. And I still don't really know where my butthole is. I know it's, like,
in the middle.
Down and around there somewhere.
I think it's like below your tailbone.
Okay.
I think.
Tailbone is the back wall of your butthole.
Yeah,
kind of.
Way to the butthole.
No.
No.
That's your penis.
Oh.
That's your penis.
Oh well. Excuse me. I guess we're talking semantics again.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You ever get that? You sit down. Okay.
Ouch.
All right, Jose. No. Oh, all right.
All on your own.
Okay.
Sounds painful.
You know what sucks? Little way to be an asshole,
everything.
Invent boxer shorts. My shit's all fucking like sweaty and loose and like, ugh,
boxer
the whole
means
day.
Sweaty.
Not for me.
Really?
I like boxer briefs,
so,
man.
Yeah. I only do them now. I can't go back. It's.
I've still got like a pair of boxer shorts rolling around, and every time they're clean, I wear them because I'm the type of like person that if you sit a plate of things in front of me, and they are in my mind, like this one's the best, this one's the worst, I'm gonna eat the worst first to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
But it's faulty fucking reasoning because those are just gonna get washed first.
Now, is it because the crotch on it hangs down far?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got that because
I
typically boxer brief it as well if I'm not wearing underpants pants.
That's interesting that all three of us.
I think everybody boxer really? Briefs now.
Just dominates the market.
My dad's still tighty-whities.
That's part of the uniform?
But I think everybody our age.
It's definitely part of the uniform.
It's boxer briefs and North Face cut jackets.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm fine with that. I feel good about that uniform.
I'm okay with that.
I don't want the North Face jacket.
North Face jacket is, to be honest.
No, you do.
Whatever. It's a fucking jacket.
It's a fleece jacket that all the like the frat girls wear. Stuff like that.
If you're that upset about it, like, do what they do on cheap TV shows where they just throw a piece of duct tape over the fucking North Face logo. Outside of that, it's just a jacket, right?
I don't know. I think it's pretty stylistically a North Face jacket that you
only
wear
if you're
a
sweater vest.
Butthole. No.
They
you haven't
too.
Noticed all the fucking kids out there that now
everybody
wear North
wears
Face?
Those. Yeah.
It's annoying, and it's got the ad on the back shoulder where it makes sense to
what?
Have an ad. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's where it says North Face on it.
Seems like a weird place. To
but they all
saw it on like the breast area.
I think it's there too. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and it. So I should look for it on the back as well.
Yeah, I believe so.
Cool.
It's funny because if you're low class, then that jacket becomes dicky. Or not, what's Carhartt?
Okay.
Right?
Working class?
If you're poor, like, working class dude.
Whatever. Price Carhartt sometimes.
Yeah,
dude.
That's probably true.
It's fucking expensive, yeah, but people, like, that are in the know that it's a dope jacket. I got mine given to me, so I didn't have to buy it.
I see what you're saying. You're poor, you want to spend your money efficiently.
Right.
Okay. Completely off topic. Is that all right? You can probably cancel this. Everybody listens to WTF?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys listen to the Mary Mac episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
Recently?
Great episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Yeah, she's pretty interesting
she's
lady.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
She was like heartwarming and like I enjoyed listening to her.
Made me feel good.
But sad at the same time. Like a really complex person to the point that.
It's like really bittersweet or something.
Yeah.
Listened to twice.
Absolutely. I actually might go back and listen to it because I just listened to it a couple days ago. Yeah. But. Made me look up her website and like, is she coming around? Like, it would be interesting to see
that's
this weirdo on stage somewhere.
Her.
Yeah.
I Facebooked her, like, liked her page and like sent
hey,
a message
what's up? Are you coming to Ohio?
Thanks. Like, I listened to this. I never heard of you. It was great.
Yeah.
So it probably will do her a lot of good. If we're talking three people that listen to the show, we're like,
based on the number of people that seem to appreciate what she does.
Yeah. Jose doesn't listen
and
to
she show. Seemed so fucking like, I loved like, oh no, like my eventual goal is to start like a pumpkin, like
totally
Christmas tree fucking donkey riding joint. Like, like you don't give a fuck about anything either. Like you just want to chill and be left alone. That's dope.
Off the grid at any time. Like that's beautiful.
Most dark, crazy stories of her childhood were is all beautiful.
Like, so fucked up.
Most recent episode, he said to Chelsea Handler.
Oh, did he finally get her?
300,000 downloads a week or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is kind of less than I expected.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so much more than I would have expected.
Because I presume it's those same 300,000 next week. I figured 1.1215.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But there has to be another 30,000 people just getting passed on. Like, I've never downloaded them. I've always
gotten
them from you.
Yeah, it's probably true. Yeah.
That's how
what do you mean getting them from him?
He just loads them onto my MP3 player for me. He's already downloaded, so it saves time. And it's pretty cool.
That's so wild that you brought up that Mary Mac episode.
I was actually real surprised. I thought at least one of you would have, like, that fucking sucked. I was so annoyed by
it. No, I thought it was great.
No, she was all right.
Yeah.
Great and genuine and, like, everything that, like, there's a lot of time, like, the Michael Cera, not anything against him.
Yeah.
But everything that episode wasn't, that episode was.
Right.
And it, again, not anything against him, but.
We've got a soundtrack.
Just wicked, genuine, and, like, so, like, talking about digging shitholes and jamming jam and, like, up in it.
Make some freezer jam.
Yeah.
Were either of you real surprised to find out that she was really cute?
No, I assumed really? She was cute. But every cute voice I hear, attractive. I assume is cute.
See, I for some reason, I
think I look up every chick I hear on any show, basically. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm pretty much the same way. And I'm
just some chick that I never heard it, of actually. On You Made It Weird. Looked up her yesterday. Yeah.
Who? I looked up Glazer.
Yeah, Nikki Glazer.
She's actually too attractive. Like, she's kind of like pretty in the pretty way, and I don't like
right.
that.
Like, I think you might think differently if you saw her on TV or like moving, perhaps.
Pictures.
I'm really the Nikki didn't.
She's a cute girl, but I wouldn't say she's too cute. Or too right. pretty. Okay.
Well, like, and the way I always describe that and, like, tell my wife that she's beautiful is, like, well, neither of us are beautiful in the traditional way. Like, we're both monsters by the standards that... No, that's, by the fucking standards that the world has created,
yeah,
right? By, like, considering the Barbies and the supermodels of the world,
we're your fucking... Wife's what, I'm a goddamn monster. One,
I might as well have a fucking hump crawling out of my back. However, in my eyes... And I think wouldn't just be my eyes, but a lot of other people's eyes. I see her as absolutely beautiful. And I know that she sees me the same way. I don't mean it in that you're ugly, but I think you're pretty. I mean that in everybody's, like, people think Jessica Simpson is an attractive woman. And that blows my fucking mind. I guess, not really. She doesn't seem like she's just a pair of dumb ass fucking tits walking around that have obviously had plastic surgery. Jessica Simpson, I'm really sorry if you hear this. Obviously, you can't find a podcast. But, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
So
fuck.
That,
neither that one of you are attractive by traditional standards either, by the way.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
So you think that...
What was that?
He's a handsome looking man. He's got a strong jawline. People like that.
Mustache is a little creepy though.
My opinion of Mary Mack is affecting that I think she's attractive.
No, you fell in love with her before you saw her fucking picture, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then no, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
I've fallen in love with her
harder.
If I hadn't seen her picture.
Yeah.
Like.
And once you saw she was an attractive young woman, she's the whole package.
Surprised.
But before that, like, I thought, I would love to have a million coffees with this chick, like,
yes,
and just talk exactly. and just, like, what's your experience like?
Yeah,
and
how are you not busy working every night? Like, seriously, you're having trouble booking?
Well, and I love,
shock.
It makes sense. Like, have you been to a comedy club?
No, not in a long time.
Yeah. It makes sense that she's not finding work at comedy clubs. Not like, then. To imagine fighting that.
Like, lowest common denominator shit. Like,
really?
Yeah. For, to an extent.
Half
if you're not known.
Feeling like
you're
privileged to yell out because fuck you, you're not that fucking funny. Yeah, dude, it's.
Comedy nerd thing isn't like, hasn't taken over.
In places, like the comedy attic place that I'm getting ready to go to, I hear is dope. Okay. There's places, I'm sure, in L.A., San Francisco, New York, that are really dope. But and Go Bananas, a local Cincinnati club, from what I can tell, is pretty dope. But go to the fucking Funny Bone and see what happens when nobody's playing on a fucking Thursday.
The who?
Nobody. The Funny Bone?
Oh, okay.
Which is like a...
Funny Bone and Wiley's, like, they don't have shows every night.
Yeah.
You would think, like,
Wednesday, Thursday through Sunday, maybe.
Or even Thursday, because I was looking for Thursday nights. I don't have anything to do on Thursday nights. I'd love to take a comedy show from people I don't know. Or attend an open mic.
I'd love to yell at people I don't know.
Or go to an open mic and watch people.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be really
Yeah, I think it would be fun to attend an open mic as well.
And, like, you don't have that on Thursday night? So, that was surprising.
Yeah. No,
no cover, I would think, you know.
There's still a cover. You know there's going to be $5 to get in the fucking
night,
door. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Just be like, we're a bar and we have a stage.
Jose?
Nah.
So.
Jose says no cover.
All
so.
Right. Excellent. Cool.
I don't know.
Does he run that club?
So, so I don't know. I do see how she would struggle.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's probably the kind of, like, most normal people out there aren't going to get it.
Yeah.
Like, most normal people aren't, like...
But aren't they going to be entertained?
No, not necessarily, because they don't have a heart, or they don't have like that. That oh, this is a sweet story, and this is a sweet.
That's not what they came there
thing.
For.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's too off by for that standard.
You came with an expectation of what entertainment was, though.
Yeah. Okay. So she should probably be working like an NPR circuit or something like that.
Not only the NPR circuit, because she's interesting, because I feel like she would play well in like places in the South and places where, like not the South, but like where that is a more relatable thing. I almost also see her not only struggling in a shit funny bone in Topeka, but I also see her struggling in LA.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Or New York or whatever, where they're like, what the fuck? I've seen the freak show. What the fuck is up? Like, you're not bringing, you know, like, and maybe that's a lot of assumption about a lot of people, both in Topeka and in New York and LA that I've never met.
Virtually the same place.
Right? Well, they feel to me like opposite ends of a spectrum, you know, but it was a brilliant, back to just praising her. It was a dope ass episode that I immediately looked up, like, are you going to be anywhere within? I'm willing to drive 3 hours to see a comedy show that I believe in.
But Minnesota was a little rough when you learned, like, your next, like, 5 gigs are in Minnesota. I don't think I'm going to make it, you know?
Yeah.
I would love to. You know, your meat raffle thing sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
But I can't make it.
No. I cannot do that.
Even though I might get some.
But come to Indiana? Yeah, like, right. I'd drive to Bloomington to see her.
Columbus, no problem.
Oh, of course, Columbus. That's no question. Lexington, yeah. Well, you're down there every night anyway.
Yeah, but I might be able to stop him. Like, fuck it. These groceries will get there when they get there.
Milk doesn't need to stay cold.
Yeah. It's a refrigerated unit. I'm good for several hours.
Me?
Yeah.
It's a weird ending. Sorry to bring that up at the wrong time.
Oh,